The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program titled Travelers of Difficult Paths. And as you know, in this program of ours, we are gaining the honor of listening to the sacrifices, the struggles, the hardships faced by many eminent personalities of the past, Islamic personalities. And inshallah, again today we will hear about another distinguished personality from Islamic history. But before that, let us hear an excellence of reciting peace and blessings, Salat and Salam upon the best of creation, our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That decorate your gatherings by reciting Salat upon me. For indeed your recitation of Salat upon me will be Noor, will be light for you on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let us make some good intentions right at the beginning. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. A believer's intention is better than his action. With this in mind, let's make the intention that we're going to listen to sacred knowledge to earn the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Let's also make the intention that whatever we hear, we will try our utmost to remember it and thereafter act upon it as well, inshallah. And also make the intention that whatever you remember, you will try your utmost to convey this to others as well, inshallah. Now, the blessed personality who we will be hearing about today, and in particular his sacrifices, this personality is from the Tabi'een. The Tabi'een are those honorable individuals who were blessed to see the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, they saw a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And only such individuals are included among the Tabi'een. And the blessed personality that we're going to hear about today did see a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who am I referring to? I'm referring to Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala an was an eminent Tabi'i, was a great blessed individual, an honorable individual, a man of taqwa, a man of extraordinary qualities, a man of numerous praiseworthy attributes. Inshallah, we will hear about this. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubayr radiallahu anhu, he was a devoted worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to what extent was he a devoted worshipper of Allah azza wa jalla? Let us hear. Sayyiduna Qasim bin Ayyub A'raj relates regarding Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala, that when remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would cry profusely. He would cry abundantly. He would perform nawafil in abundance. And it's narrated regarding Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu an that he would recite the Quran often, meaning he was a frequent reciter of the noble Quran. What was the manner of his recitation? How did he recite the Quran al-Kareem? SubhanAllah, let's hear about this. It's narrated that he would recite the Quran in namaz, obviously, and out of namaz as well. He was so passionate about reciting the Quran. And in some verses of the Quran, as we know, there is instruction to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the command to fear Allah azza wa jal. And in some verses of the Quran, there is mention of Jahannam, hellfire, which is the punishment for the transgressors. And whenever he would recite such verses of the Quran, which consisted of tarheeb, warning, he would cry profusely. Allahu Akbar. Now, this particular aspect or attribute rather is given to the blessed people of Allah, the saintly people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious. That when they hear the Quran, they don't hear it with a heedless heart. In fact, when they hear the Quran, they're pondering over the meanings of the Quran. And this state overcomes them. They're overwhelmed by this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which leads to them crying out of the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. And this was the case with Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala. On one occasion, it's related that Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu recited verse 281 of Surah Baqarah. And when he recited it, he continuously recited it, meaning he repeated this verse numerously. And Qasim bin Ayyub, he narrates, I began to count, meaning how many times is he reciting the same verse over and over. And I counted more than 20 times. More than 20 times he was reciting the same verse again and again, pondering over it, reflecting over it. Let us also hear that blessed verse. Allah Ta'ala states in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Translation. And fear that day when you will be returned to Allah in it. Then every soul will be compensated in full for what it did, and they will not be wronged. So the verse, as you heard, is about Qiyamah. It's about the Day of Judgment. And this verse is asking you to remember that day, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that day. And what it essentially means is, in the dunya, whilst you're alive, walk towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Distance yourself from disobedience of Allah azza wa jal. For how long will a person disobey Allah azza wa jal? For how long will he continue transgressing? How long will he continue backbiting, showing jealousy, enmity towards others? All of these negative traits. So he recited this verse more than 20 times, Qasim bin Ayyub states. And like this, there were other verses of the Quran that he would recite often. It's related that on one occasion, he recited verses 70, 71, and 72 of Surah Mu'min. And this was a habit of his. He would recite these verses often. He would recite them again and again. What are these verses? فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلُ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ. Translation. Soon they will know, when there will be chains and shackles around their necks, they will be dragged in boiling water, and then they will be thrown into the fire. So these verses, he would recite them often. He would ponder over them, reflect over them. And one attribute of the awliya Allah, the elite slaves of Allah azza wa jal, is that they, no matter what rank they reach, no matter what status they attain in the dunya, no matter their level of taqwa, what happens? They consider themselves lowly. They consider themselves as sinful. They're truly humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they hear such verses, they apply them to themselves. They think, that might be me. That might happen to me. That might occur with me. When in reality, that's not the case. We know that the pious people have been given glad tidings of Jannah, of attaining the mercy of Allah, but they never considered themselves pious, even though they were. And this is a stark contrast to today. Now, when we look at the dunya today, and the majority of the problems that are taking place, that are present, that are manifest, that one can see all around him. What is the reason for this? What is the cause for this? We will find that the cause for this is a lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is a lack of fear for the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, then people do all sorts. Because ask yourself, someone with taqwa, can he miss his salah? Someone fear of Allah, can he miss his salah? He knows he has to answer. Someone with taqwa, will he involve himself in backbiting? Someone who truly fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will he contaminate the trade goods? Will he deceive people? Will ma'adallah, a person who has taqwa, go towards kufr and shirk? Will the person who has taqwa, fear of Allah, piety in his heart, will he bribe others? Will he wrong others? Then of course the answer to all of these questions is no. If he truly has taqwa, taqwa is in his heart, it governs his life, he lives by the book of Allah, by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fears Allah azza wa jal, then no doubt he won't go towards all of these evil traits that I've just been mentioned. So this was the ma'mool of Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair, pondering over verses of the Quran, tafakkur. And he would recite the Quran abundantly. People saw this, people related this. His attachment, his connection to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unique. For example, Sayyiduna Ishaq rahimahullah states that once Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu anhu was fortunate to enter Al-Ka'batul Musharrafa, enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst there, in one rak'at, in one cycle of prayer, he completed the entire recitation of the Holy Quran. In one rak'at. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Another of our pious elders relates that Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu anhu would complete the entire Quran in the month of Ramadan after the Maghrib prayer. And what was the manner of reciting? Abdul Malik bin Abi Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi states, he would finish the entire Quran in every 2 nights. So he had the expertise in both Quran and Hadith. And this is why people would refer others to him. He had very great knowledge regarding Quran and Hadith. So he lived a beautiful life, an amazing life, filled with worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istiqamah, steadfastness upon the teachings of Islam. He lived by Islam. And when he passed away, subhanallah, Allah ta'ala granted him the rank of shahada, martyrdom. And this is what we will discuss now. That Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala, such an eminent personality in Islam, look at what he went through at the end of his life. Look at the hardship he faced. Look at the difficulty that he had to face head on. It's mentioned when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, we know Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a tyrant ruler, a very bad individual, an oppressive person. When he captured Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu anhu, took him as a prisoner. Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala and said that I will be martyred. Meaning he told the people before it even took place that I'm going to be martyred. How did he know? Subhanallah. He also said that on one occasion me and two of my companions, two of my friends, we made dua. And when making that dua, we felt the ladha, the joy of that dua, the pleasure of that dua. And this is a khas of the awliya, of course, that in dua they feel such immense joy and pleasure that perhaps we don't feel. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the same feeling. Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu said that me and my companions, we made dua, supplicated to Allah, and we felt this ladha in dua. And we realized that this dua will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So all three of us, so me and my two companions, we all made dua there and then, that Ya Allah, grant us the death of a martyr. Make us amongst the shuhada. This is the dua they made. He states that two of my friends, the companions, they passed away. They both died as martyrs. And I am in anticipation of dying as a martyr. Allahu Akbar. And I know for sure that that ladha that was felt in dua is a sign of acceptance of dua. They both were granted martyrdom, meaning my two companions. And I am hopeful that my dua will also be accepted. The elders say that according to Sa'id bin Jubair, when you feel this pleasure, this joy in dua, then that is a sign of the acceptance of dua. That is an alama, you could say. Now the question here is, why was he taken as a prisoner? Why was he taken as a captive? The reason was that Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu did not pledge allegiance to Hajjaj bin Yusuf, because he was a tyrant, he was an oppressive person. And we know from the annals of history, we know from the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, that you never give your hand to a wretched, oppressive ruler who goes against the teachings of Islam, who doesn't have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a severe transgressor. You don't do that. And this is something that's overlooked today. People say, the rest of the group, they went and they gave bayah, so I followed them. Or they participated in such an act and I just copied them. You have to use your own brain. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you intellect, then why has he given you intellect? So you use it. You use it to distinguish between right and wrong. You understand Islam, you understand the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, the laws of Islam, the parameters of Islam. And when you see someone cross those parameters, cross those limits, then you disassociate yourself. Meaning, if you were to now accompany and follow that person, that makes you like him. And that's detrimental for your faith. So here, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu is summoned. He's taken to the court of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, "What's your name?" He said, "Sa'id bin Jubair." And Sa'id means someone who is fortunate. And Jubair means someone who is powerful. When he heard this, Hajjaj replied and he said, "You are not Sa'id bin Jubair. Rather, you are Shaqi ibn Qusayr." Meaning you are the son of a coward, ma'adallah. And as we heard, Sa'id means fortunate one. And Shaqi means misfortunate, wretched. So this is what he's referring to Sa'id bin Jubair as, trying to instigate matters, trying to make him angry. But Sa'id bin Jubair is calm. And Sa'id bin Jubair says, "My mother named me Sa'id. Just because you called me Shaqi, I won't become Shaqi." Allahu Akbar. This is when Hajjaj became angry and said, "You are Shaqi, your mother is Shaqi as well. Ma'adallah." Sa'id bin Jubair replied and said, "As for the unseen matters, ghaib, ghuyub, no one besides my Lord knows that. So what are you talking about? You don't know who is fortunate, who is misfortunate. Allah has complete knowledge of this." Hajjaj said, "I will throw you into boiling fire, into a blazing fire, rather." Sa'id bin Jubair replied, "If it was in my knowledge that you have the power to throw me into the fire of hell, then I would have taken you as a deity, as a god besides Allah. But the reality is that the destiny of a person is in the power of Allah, in the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Hajjaj asked him, "What do you say regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He replied, "He is a prophet of Allah and the leader of the children of Adam alayhi salam. He is the imam of the former and the latter. There's none like him." The next question, "What do you say about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu?" Sa'id bin Jubair replied, "He is a rightful khalifa, rightly guided caliph. He is truthful. He spent his life in a correct manner. And he followed the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The next question, "What do you say about Umar radiallahu anhu?" He says, "He also is a rightly guided caliph. And the Prophet alayhi salam chose him. He followed the path of his two companions," meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The next question, "What do you say about Uthman radiallahu anhu?" He replied, "He was martyred oppressively, zulman. He was a great individual and he provided provisions in the Battle of Tabuk for the Muslims. He purchased the well of Rumah for the Muslims. He married two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Next question, "What do you say about Ali radiallahu anhu?" He said, "He is the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the first to accept Islam from the children. And he is the husband of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, the father of Hasnain Karimain radiallahu anhuma. Now Hajjaj said, it seems like you are hiding something. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu said, whatever I knew, I mentioned it. Meaning, what am I hiding? Now Hajjaj wanted to ask such a question which would land Sa'id bin Jubair in trouble, so he can martyr him. Hajjaj said to him, why don't you laugh? Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu said, how can the creation laugh when it was created from soil and the fire will consume it? And Hajjaj said, why do we laugh? He replied, because your hearts have become distorted, crooked. This is why you laugh. Now Hajjaj ordered for pearls and rubies to be placed around Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala. And when Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair saw this, he replied, he said, if you are gathering all of this to try and free yourself on the Day of Judgment to use it at ransom, then okay. But remember that day, the Day of Judgment, is a day when pregnant women will lose their child. They will miscarriage. And anything which you have accumulated for the dunya has no goodness in it, except for that thing which was earned in a halal way. Hajjaj then ordered for some instruments to be blown. When this happened, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu began to cry. Hajjaj said, why are you crying? He replied, when I heard this sound of the instrument, I remembered the sound of the horn that will be blown on the Day of Judgment. When it will be blown, everything will be destroyed, everything will perish. And when it will be blown again, everything will be revived, resurrected. Hajjaj said, O Sa'id, woe to you, destruction for you. Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu replied, destruction is for the one who will be deprived of entering Jannah on the Day of Judgment, who will be stopped from entering Jannah, and he will instead be thrown into the fire of hell. Now what happened next? Think about this. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu answering in this way, in such a situation where he's about to be martyred, Hajjaj bin Yusuf is after his blood, answering so courageously shows you the level of his iman. This was an exclusive attribute of his, subhanallah. Speaking the truth in the face of falsehood. Now Hajjaj said, how would you like to be killed? Ma'adallah. Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu said, in the same manner that you would prefer for yourself. Wallah, Sa'id bin Jubair said, wallah, took an oath upon Allah Azza wa Jal. The way you will kill me today, you will be punished on the Day of Judgment in the same way. Hajjaj said, do you want me to forgive you? Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu said, if forgiveness is granted, then it will be granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither will I seek forgiveness from you, nor will I say any excuse or make any excuse. Hajjaj said, take him and kill him. When Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu was being escorted out and he reached the door, he looked back and smiled. Hajjaj said, bring him back. Why are you smiling? You've never laughed. I've never seen you laugh. You say you don't laugh. How come you're smiling right now? Tell me, what's the wisdom behind this? He rahimahullah said, I am smiling at the fact that you are so daring in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is forbearing. Allah is Halim. He is manifesting his Hilm. And when I'm thinking about this, this is what's made me smile. You have become so daring, so obstinate, that you are speaking in such a way that you don't realize Allah can seize you at any moment. But he doesn't seize you. This is why I'm smiling. After this, Hajjaj ordered for a mat to be laid out and said, kill him right here. So Sa'id bin Jubair lie down facing the Qibla. Hajjaj said, move his face away from the Qibla. That's when Sa'id bin Jubair said, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wherever you turn, you will find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajjaj then said, make him face the ground. And when this was done, he recited the verse. Sa'id bin Jubair recited, مِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From it, meaning the earth, you were created. And in it you will return, and from it you will be taken out once again. Allahu Akbar. That's when Hajjaj said, slaughter him, kill him. Sa'id bin Jubair proclaimed, he said, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And in some narrations it says that three times he recited the Kalima Shahada, and in this state he was martyred. In this state he departed towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during that time he made dua as well, that Ya Allah, don't give him the power, meaning Hajjaj bin Yusuf, to murder anyone after me, to take the life of anyone after me. Sayyidina Awn radiallahu anhu says, 15 days after this event, Hajjaj bin Yusuf suffered a terrible stomach ailment, disease. Doctors tried to cure him, but to no avail. And in the end, eventually, 15 days later, after the killing of Sayyid bin Jubair radiallahu anhu, the martyrdom of Sayyid bin Jubair rahimahullah, Hajjaj bin Yusuf died a very bad death. And again he was saying, what were the words on his tongue? Why did I kill Sayyid bin Jubair? Why did I kill Sayyid bin Jubair? Sayyid bin Jubair has gained life even after martyrdom. Subhanallah, even after martyrdom, Sayyid bin Jubair is the cause of Hajjaj bin Yusuf's suffering. He was a man of Allah, Sayyid bin Jubair. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with Hajjaj bin Yusuf. And with this regret, with this hasra, Hajjaj bin Yusuf died. May Allah ta'ala shower his endless mercy upon Sayyid bin Jubair rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, elevate his ranks, and for his sake give us tawfiq to prepare for our death before it arrives. Prepare for the hereafter and live our lives in such a way that when we die, when we leave this world, when our soul departs from our body, then we go towards the mercy of Allah. Ameen, bijahi an-nabi al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.